So here's a stat to make you stop. I think there's been a tenfold increase in the amount of ADHD medication being dispensed to adults. This is coming to us from the New Zealand Medical Journal study. Rises come between 2006 and 2022. Treatment rates are still below the predicted prevalence levels, of course. The clinical psychologist for Umbrella Wellbeing, Dougal Sutherland's with us on this. Dougal, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
From my reading, this is a simple awareness and diagnosis. In other words, over that period of time between 06 and 2022, a lot of people suddenly got diagnosed. They've always had it, and therefore you get a script because of it, and that's why we are where we are. Is that fair or not?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. There's certainly been the recognition now that ADHD persists into adulthood. It was previously thought to be a childhood disorder, but now we know that about two-thirds of people will continue to experience it into adulthood. But many people who are adults now missed getting a diagnosis or assessment as children. So we're playing catch up, really.
That thing that it's just naughty kids, was that ever real or is that an urban myth?
It was certainly, I can remember in the 90s, it was certainly a real thing that people talked about. This doesn't exist. It's just naughty kids. Parents can't control their kids. Part of that was because about a third of children with ADHD also show other behavioural difficulties. So I think the two got mixed up together.
Yeah.
We have a much better understanding of the science behind ADHD.
What I do know also is that getting a script is a mess, getting to a psychologist is a mess, the whole thing doesn't work. As much as we may or may not have ADHD, it's not a good system. Is that also fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really highlights the shortage of specialised mental health support in New Zealand, that people who are trying to get an assessment, you would be very, very lucky if you could get an ADHD assessment as an adult through the public mental health service in New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah.
And trying to find somebody in private, you'll be waiting many, many months.
Is that part, now, could we circumnavigate that by simply saying there aren't enough people, maybe solve that down the track, but it's taken too seriously, the prescribing? In other words, you've got to keep going back to these specialists you can't get access to. Could we do it differently?
Yeah, it's possible. So at the moment, you need a specialist to start the medication. A GP can continue it on for a time period before it then needs to be renewed. There are pros and cons to that. If you opened it up to GPs, for example, starting the medication, then you would get quicker access. The flip side, though, is that assessing for ADHD, particularly in adults, is quite a complicated process. It would take maybe 6 hours or so to do of meeting with a person to come to a thorough assessment. And obviously a GP doesn't have that time. So it's balancing how do you get a good, thorough assessment versus quick access to treatment.
Dougal, appreciate your expertise. You have a good weekend. Dougal Sutherland, clinical psychologist.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.